and areas further out. Mm-hmm. Northwest, I live in Northwest, which is in the Collier Drive area. Southwest, primarily being West End and the Cascade area, and then Southeast being the area going toward Decatur.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. A very neat job of doing that. Okay. Where are the main offices of the big banks located?
They're downtown.
And how about the oldest and the largest stores?
They're downtown. Richards and Davidson's.
Mm-hmm. How is downtown holding up these days? I honestly have not been downtown since August.
I don't go too often.
I used to go all the time.
It's beautiful downtown. And this is the time of the year, of course, to walk through downtown. It's marvelous, but except that it's dangerous because of the crime problem. But, you know, it used to be marvelous just to walk in downtown during the fall of the year. I'm just so full of nostalgia. You would think that I was 65 years old. But I really do miss all the... I miss what I considered bountiful living, where you could take walks downtown. You know, you could get a bus and go downtown and just walk through and see the people. Mm-hmm. And it was just so much fun. And the wind would be brisk. Mm-hmm. Except that we lived, when we lived on Street, we lived about 10 or 15 minute walk from downtown. You could actually walk from my house to the Five Points with a brisk walk in about 10 to 15 minutes. And it was marvelous. In fact, most of the time we didn't ride to town. Mm-hmm. We walked to town and would walk back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you took care of all of your business downtown. It was just marvelous. And I loved going to Rich's. But now, with MARTA going through, so much of it is torn up, and that's depressing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Of course, you have to have that for progress, but I find that is depressing. And then, of course, you're frightened if you try to walk downtown. You know, I am.
In the daytime?
Even in the daytime, I'm not at ease. And when I drive through at night, I have sympathy and empathy for the people who must ride the public conveyances because I think in terms of them, you know, being in danger.
Yeah. At night, I know it would be dangerous.
Uh-huh. And so that it's all changed from, you know, from what it used to be.
And somebody about 5 years ago, I think, said it was dangerous to walk in downtown Atlanta in the daytime, and I laughed because I used to go to town at least twice a month, and I would walk all over town.
Walk all over town. And it was fun.
Yeah, but I have not, I literally have not been downtown since August or longer than that.
And of course, there are people who do walk downtown, you know, without any bother. And my sister shops downtown. And fortunately, she... You know, it's not happening about it. I think that for the most part, most of the people in Atlanta are not out to do, you know, not out to do you in or to do you harm.
I hope not.
It's just that that's a smaller element. And this is what we hear about all the time.
Yes.
And of course, it keeps us frightened. Mm-hmm. But of course, people are downtown every day.
Yeah.
Without
thousands
incident.
Of people, that's right. Mm-hmm. How about neighborhoods that can be identified with particular races?
There are neighborhoods that are sort of racial.
Can you name some?
All right, let's say the Buckhead area is primarily Caucasian. Mm-hmm. The Southwest area, West End now,